Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisel Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisel Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and this time around, I'm alone. Kumotso had to attend to some personal stuff, but he'll be back. Don't worry, it's not the year in fatigue. It's just life. So 2025, he'll be back and strong. Well, keeping that out the way, if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. And if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, which means we start with some music news. Tyler has been keeping us busy the entire 2025, and it's definitely no shock that her show in South Africa, her South African tour, was just sold out. I'm talking, if you were at the Johannesburg one, or rather there were two locations. There was one in Cape Town and there was another one in Pretoria. And now she's added another date. She says she'll be back in 2025. In fact, if you had FOMO, if you saw some of the videos that were going viral, you know, she was definitely giving us, you know, global star type of performance. Yeah, she definitely went in hard. I definitely did not have FOMO, but maybe January 18 is when she's actually going to come through again. She'll be returning at the Sunbit Arena, Times Square in Menlyn, Pretoria. So maybe I might just go. I don't know why I'm not feeling the FOMO. I just feel like the videos are enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm not too much of a tiger and I need to be recruited. Somebody please, somebody help me, so I can come through. I was actually meant to interview her for Sunday Times just recently, and unfortunately, they said that she was not feeling well. Apart from the fact that they told us literally when we were downstairs at the hotel, it was quite unfortunate that, you know, we could not really speak to her when we were scheduled to. But really, congratulations to her. It's been her year. I think she's definitely been owning 2025 from, you know, surpassing Beyonce. She's been just taking or making, you know, strides internationally, locally. We cannot hate on her. Congratulations, Tyler. Now, in some other news, something more a little bit scandalous, sort of, Longwe Twala has been released on warning and he must comply by very strict rules. Now, if you've been living under a rock this entire year, because we've been talking about in September, Longwe allegedly broke into his father's home. Now, his father is Chico Twala, and he broke into his father's home, and stole a couple of clothes, household items and equipment that it was worth more than 200,000 rand. Amongst those items, I definitely in the courtroom went and searched to find out details on this. And I know there was an air fryer that was even sold for like less than 500 rand. So this man was allegedly, you know, under the influence of drugs. And of course, we do know that he does have that kind of reputation. And what happens when you are under the influence is you just want the next fix. So I don't understand, you know, somebody like Longwe. I feel like, you know, his life, everything great has been served on a silver platter. And yet, I guess, you know, this is how he's chosen otherwise. But yes, it is alleged because he still needs to go back in trial. And he'll be appearing on the 5th of February, 2025, where we're going to find out, you know, what's the chat. Now, the strict conditions that he has to adhere to.
You are placed under arrest from 6 a.m. to from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. for the duration of your trial at 6643 Deep Kloof, Soweto Extension 4. From 6 p.m. in the evening to 6 a.m., you will remain there. If you are not there and the police come there and look for you, okay, you would be in breach of your bail conditions. Understand that. That you are forbidden from using drugs or alcohol until the trial is finalized. Right. That you are not to interfere with witnesses directly or indirectly. You are not to enter the complainant's home or work address for the duration of the trial, and that you may be tested for alcohol or drug at any given time.
So I guess they won't be seeing each other for quite some time. I do know that when we previously spoke to Chico, he did say that he preferred to have his son, Longwe Thala, behind bars because he felt he was safer there. He knew where he was and he was safe, you know, just far from trouble. And, you know, he's going on trial for this case of his father's. But there's still another case that still has so many unanswered questions, which was the Senzo Meyiwa case. We do know that he was in the house when our, you know, soccer legend died and was shot dead. We still want answers. And I don't know if maybe we can pull him aside and he can just give us some answers there, because ain't nobody saying nothing and we still want the answers, Sue. We still want the answers. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Let's stick into some courtroom drama, though. Let's move right along. Sello Makakangube. This is the story that has been giving ever since it just broke. Not to mention that we broke the story ourselves right here on Chess Alive. Sello Makakangube is set to take legal action now. This is where we're at with the story. But let me catch you up, just in case you were living under a rock, because for some reason this entire year you were not really paying attention to these long form articles. We were giving you the deets on what's been going down with Sello Makakangube and his now estranged wife, Pearl Mbewe. So, first of all, this all entire drama started in November, right? We do know that throughout the past 2 years, or throughout the years, in fact, on social media, they've been portraying such an amazing, romantically loving relationship, you know, loving marriage. It seemed to be that, but it actually just has been on the rocks from the get-go. Now, this is what Sello Makakangube has told us exclusively, because, you know, I did say we've been giving you the deets right here on Chess Alive. If you're not subscribed to any content here, this is the time to, you know, click the notification bell if you can. So Sello Makakangube, he took a shocking step in November. He served Pearl Mbewe with a protection order. Now, that was already strange. It was like, okay, first of all, you guys are not living together. Why are you serving her with a protection order? And this is all because he said that he wanted nothing to do with her at the time, I guess, or just didn't want anything to do with the businesswoman, former wife of Latoya Makgene. She didn't want anything with her brand to be tainted, I guess, with the drama that has been giving from that side of things, because she is the Pearl Mbewe lady. She is a PR. She's a publicist. Let me say that. I don't want to call anybody moguls and all of that drama. But that's the chat. So now, with the serving of all these protection orders and wada wada wada, they then had to appear in court. And they appeared in court on the 10th of December for these protection orders. Gandhi, hey, out of nowhere, here comes Pearl Mbewe, the estranged wife, and serves him with a surprise protection order as well. Now, Pearl Mbewe, it's quite an interesting one, because throughout, you know, since that other story broke, the one that we broke, the one where we said that he, you know, he had he served Pearl with a protection order, she went on Sunday World, I think 5 times, girl, or 4, whatever. I don't know how many times, but there's been stories and stories over stories where she's been giving Kesana. She's been saying all things and dishing the deets on her marriage. But she's mentioned things from being exposed, or allegedly exposed, to HIV. She said things. She's alleged that she's found condoms. She's alleged infidelity. She's alleged a lot of things. I just want receipts at this point. But because this is Sello Makakangube's story at this point, because he's the veteran, he's the one that's been taken to the dirt, we definitely gave him another chance to tell his side of the story. Let's have a listen to what he said to us previously.
They are trying to, you see, like Pearl and Lebo. Mm-hmm. Pearl has been trying to make sure that she actually gets me on something. And throughout my relationship with her, she has actually failed. And she knows, in fact, if you would go back, there's an article that she wrote
on Sunday World,
where she was admitting that she was the problem in the relationship. That's what it is. And even she actually even admitted how she was insulting me and what and everything. And also, Lebo must send you her whatever WhatsApp that she sent to me when I told Pearl to stop associating my brand with Lebo's.
Well, that's that on that. Let's see how that unfolds. There's so much more to come from this. I think for me, a book should definitely come out of this. I think this was somebody, a revered artist, man. I'm talking about Archie Moroka, a legendary, a veteran actor who's definitely earned his stripes when it comes to his talent. But hey, every dog has his day. Is that what's happening? Quite sad one to see it happening. Yeah, it's just drama all around. Yeah, has it 2024. I think it may pale once. It must just end. Yeah. Let's move on from the story that's been giving and talk about somebody else who's been giving this year. Ushebe, I'm going to call him that. Shebe shit. You know him as such. The Limpopo controversial star. Yes. Well, there have been videos of this man driving his new car. Congratulations to him, by the way, because remember in June, he was involved in a fatal car accident that claimed the life of his 9-year-old daughter. But he survived, as well as his partner, Kolofelo. But they were injured. Not seriously so, but they were seriously injured at the time. Now they've healed. Clearly, they've recovered. And now he's bought a new car. It's yet again a Polo. I think he might as well be the ambassador. Well, not if he's really, you know, portraying his character, or not character, his brand in this way, because it's not so good. He's always just controversial, as I mentioned. If he's not pulling out toy guns, if they are toy guns, out of his backpack, he's now seen in videos where he's seemingly, there's alcohol involved. Now, that raised questions, of course, concerns rather, from his fans saying that, no man, were you not in a car accident just the other day? Are you drinking and driving? What's really going on? Well, he's come out to definitely set the record straight, or I don't know if he's setting the record straight, or hitting back, or even just protecting his supposed brand. He's hit back at critics saying that, no man, you guys are too focused on me. Please, chill. You guys are too focused on me. Check on your own lives. Who said I was the one who was drinking the alcohol? Yes, in the videos, we saw his friends drinking the alcohol. In the other video, though, there was a black label, if I can say that, because you can just call it a brown bottle, that was just right in the, what do we call this, cubby hole? I think it's that cup, whatever, holder, where there was a black label there, and he was the only one in the car. So people just assumed that, Haibo, you are the one who's drinking. Yeah, now he's like, who said I was the one who was drinking? Do you think if I was the one that was drinking, I would be free? Are you sure? Well, that's that on that. I just feel like going into 2025, he needs to set new goals, maybe change friends a couple. Kuna eksoba. January, people are fasting. So maybe he should just take a chill pill, take a break also from the alky. You know, I think that's when we all detox as a nation. Am I wrong? I don't know. I'm definitely thinking of even detoxing this entire December. But it's too hot, man. You know, this weather just needs a cold one. I'm already thinking about a nice something. Something pink. Something sweet. Something that tastes like juice, but just gives you a little bit of, you know, volume, percentage. Anyway, let's get out of that chat. Let's move right along into something else. Congratulations are in order for Akane Simbine. Akane Simbine is just recently celebrated his, or just, they hosted their white wedding. He and his now wife, Teresa. Very beautiful couple. They who have a 1-year-old together, by the way. I think that news definitely skipped me. I don't know if I was the one under the rock. I don't know how that happened. Because in January, remember, they revealed that, or they shared images from their traditional ceremony. So, of course, they've been hitched for quite some time. But now they, of course, have to follow that traditional ceremony with a white wedding. Somehow, that's, I guess, how. But, I mean, he has the money. He can go ahead and splurge on this luxurious wedding, which was seemingly in Cape Town. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Let's say allegedly in Cape Town. But we did see our star as well. Who's this lady? Why am I forgetting this lady's name? This is like a legend. How dare I forget a legend's name? She's also an athlete. Let me give you hints. while I try and remember. Caster Semenya, yeah, I'm the man. She was also at the wedding of this couple. I don't know how. I just forgot Caster Semenya's name. Anyway, we're not talking about Caster. We're talking about Akane Simbine, who just recently got hitched. I mean, we did see Akane's love journey. You know, he's made headlines on various occasions, but now he's found his happily ever after. But while we're talking about him having found his forever, because he sealed the deal, let's just reminisce a little bit on his other relationships. Now, remember, in early 2017, Akane and news anchor Abigail Fasahi were like Mzanzi's favorite couple at the time, until they broke up quietly in 2018. Oh, quickly. Quietly and quickly. Swiftly. Did not see that one coming. And at the time, there was drama because there was some lady who kept calling, alleging that, no, man, this man is not a good baby daddy and da-da-da-da-da. Sathi, cima, forget about all of that. Yeah. Remember that? That was 2017, child. Well, in 2021, then, he proposed to a netball player by the name of Joe Prince. We thought that was actually going to happen. I actually thought that was going to happen. I was like, two athletes, quite perfect, but always on the road, isn't it? I don't know how that works. I mean, somebody needs to be a housewife here. Who's going to stay at home? Nobody, because everybody's just, what, touring. You know, one is playing netball, one is busy running around at the Olympics, making money, catching it in. Anyway, that relationship ended in 2021. Quite unfortunate. Yeah, short-lived. So now, we are very much happy to see him having found his happily ever after. Beautiful one. Congratulations to him and his wife. Shout out. Speaking of nuptials, somebody who we very much are familiar with, if you're 2000, I'm not too sure. But former Gem Alley presenter and now turned pastor, Pooshi Watson, is now officially off the market. Quite beautiful to see. And I mean, let me just say, side note, this man looks super handsome. They both look good together. And it seems that they tied the knot abroad. This entire story is just giving me life. Pooshi, rather, took to her social media recently to reveal that she found love again. That was quite amazing. She said that she held on, even though she thought she would never find love again. In fact, she held on to some prophecies. Come on, pastor, preach. She held on to prophecies that she received from some pastors, even our very own revered pastor, the late, the great Pastor Ray, also prophesied that, no, one day you're going to find your Boaz. And indeed, the Boaz arrived. And now she's found her hunk. And she's definitely living happily ever after. She's very excited. She said she wanted to live her life privately. But you know what? This is news that she couldn't just hold on to herself, child. She had to share it. And I definitely am not mad at her. First of all, man looks good. Car in the background in this picture looks expensive. So this man definitely has some good coin. He's living abroad. Come on, America. Pushy. Pasta America. You know what I mean? Just good news all around. I love that for them. Love it. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations forever, Yena. Now, I definitely have to say something scandalous that's been happening before I get into some good news that we're all looking forward to this weekend. So, recently, rumor had it, and it's been widespread, that our veteran actor, Luthuli Dlamini, was apparently homeless and living in an abandoned drug den in Randburg. What? I mean, throughout the year, we've been talking about some exes who have fallen on hard times, and we thought, hey, here's another one. Because of these rumors, these reports that have been happening all around, or they've been, yeah, as I said, widespread. Well, on Wednesday, this actor decided to take to his timeline, sharing a video of him while washing clothes, looking kind of raggedy, I must say. I mean, what are you wearing? Your shoes look just, they just finished. Yabo, you are in the sun. I don't know if you have sunscreen on. The way that you're washing your clothes, I don't know if you're rinsing them. They don't look like they have washing powder in. But let me not judge, because he shot this video seemingly in character, saying that he wanted to set the record straight. Let's have a listen.
Hi, I just want to dispel a few rumors about this. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who's shown support for me, everyone who's offered me a house to live in, someone who has offered me their spare room. I really appreciate that. I just wanted to dispel all of those concerns about me being homeless. I'm not homeless, not at all. I'm living in a beautiful place in Durban, lots of sunshine, as you can see, I've got my sunshiny hat, washing clothes, which is good. It's physical work. This is, you know, it's good for building up muscle tone and stuff. I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm very happy. In fact, we actually have delivery service here, where they actually deliver quality food and the like, you know, food and alcohol. Yeah, so I'm fine. I just want everybody to know that I'm fine. I'm happy. I am living under a roof. I am not homeless. I'm enjoying the sun during the day. I'm enjoying the stars at night. So everything is fine. I'm happy. Everything is sweet and curry. Thank you for your support. You will hear from me again further about this whole issue, homeless issue. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope all is well. I hope he's not acting as if he's okay. I hope he was in character when he was taking that video. I hope that he is, wherever he is in that video, this place that he calls beautiful, that looks definitely not so gorgeous, that he's maybe preparing for a character. Something. We need more of an explanation as to why you are where you are. We do know that at your person of your caliber should maybe have a washing machine or have a helper. What's happening? I'd say it's good for, I guess, whatever, building muscle. I don't know what to believe, but that's his story, and this is how he's deciding to tell it. He says he's all good, so we're going to take his word for it until he says something else again, or we get more footage of him at this apparent, you know, rumored, alleged drug den, right? We want to see him at the spot and what's happening. Yeah, that's that on that. I just had to end it with some drama. But back to some exciting news this weekend. All roads are actually leading to Chris Brown, the Chris Brown concert, which is taking place at the F&B Stadium in Soweto. When I say all roads lead to that, I mean just for those who are really trying to test Jesus. Because I know, I don't think I'm going. I definitely have two tickets. I don't know who I'm going to give them to. But yeah, I don't know. You know, Global Citizen for me will forever be a very, yeah, a story that's etched in my brains. It definitely does not want to leave my medulla. So if you're getting there, if you're heading there, make sure that you're safe. I don't think you should use an Uber if you're going to the F&B Stadium, because you know that you're going to have to wait there for long. And then criminals know that you guys are waiting there for long. And then they're going to take your belongings. But let me not prophesy some bad stuff. What I'm saying is, if you want to use the Uber, maybe you leave the concert way prior to it actually ending. But that actually defeats the purpose. Because now what if suddenly Tyler comes out and then you were not there? Or suddenly, you know, Chris Brown decides to fall, or the woman for change decides to show up and just like shoot in the air or whatever. Don't miss out on the drama. It seems to it's going to be an amazing show. He has landed in South Africa, so people are very much excited. I'm talking about the Chris Breezy's. What do we call the Chris Breezy fans? Whatever, the Browns? All these people who love Chris Brown. I definitely will not lie. I definitely listen to Chris Brown, but to risk my whole life for this man, for this 2-day concert. I don't know, but we'll definitely keep you up to date. You will definitely read it here first on Chis Alive. Love that for you. Love that for us. So on that note, it is the end of the year. Well, we are, it is the festive season, let me say that. Which means, because Nazis, we also want to have a good time. So sadly, this has to be the last episode of the year. I know. Who's going to keep you up to date? Well, the site itself will definitely still be giving you everything as it happens, when it happens. You know we break it here first. Clearly, if you have not learned that this year, you're going to learn, my sister. My brother, you're going to learn, okay? Definitely look out for some 2024 raps, you know, who's been going to court. If you want to catch up, we're going to catch you up on what's been happening throughout the year. So look out for that, you know, hunk of the year, all of that, the drama of the year. You know, Miss Sally also with her partner, we're giving the drama this year. So, hey, there's so much more to look forward to on our site, so look out for that. But for now, that's it for this edition of The Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisaLive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, goodbye for now.